Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get into it. The market felt like it was holding its breath today. Just an incredibly sideways session.
Completely flat. The S&P and NASDAQ basically went nowhere. It really feels like the calm before a potential storm.
That storm has a name, and it's the Jackson Hole Symposium. All eyes are on Fed Chair Jerome Powell's speech this Friday. The market is pricing in an over 83% chance of a rate cut in September, and everyone is hanging on his every word to see if he validates that view or pushes back.
So the entire market is in a holding pattern for one speech. Got it. While the big indexes were sleeping, was there any action underneath the surface? Where was the money moving?
There were definitely pockets of life. The industrial sector got a nice little boost, largely thanks to Dayforce, ticker DAY. It surged nearly 26% on a report that Thomas Bravo is in talks to acquire the company.
A buyout rumor will always get things moving. What else was working?
Consumer discretionary also held up well, and you can thank Tesla for that. It was the best performing mega cap stock on an otherwise lackluster day for that group. But on the flip side, real estate was the big loser, down 1%, and communication services was dragged down almost single-handedly by Meta, which fell over 2%.
Interesting, but the real fireworks, the story of the day, seemed to be in the healthcare space, specifically around the weight loss drugs.
Absolutely. This is a massive development in what we're calling the GLP-1 wars. Novo Nordisk just fired a major shot across the bow at its rival, Eli Lilly. They're partnering with GoodRx to offer Ozempic and Wegovy for just under $500 a month for self-paying patients.
And that sent GoodRx, ticker GDRX, into the stratosphere, right? It was up over 37%.
An explosion. This is a direct play for the uninsured and underinsured market, a space where Lilly has been making huge inroads. And to add fuel to the fire, Novo also got a new FDA approval for Wegovy to treat a serious liver condition known as MASH. So they're expanding their market and getting aggressive on price at the exact same time.
Wow. So this battle is really just getting started. We also saw a downgrade on Eli Lilly today. Do you think that's a coincidence?
The timing is certainly notable. The competitive landscape just got a lot tougher for Lilly, and the market is clearly reacting to that. This is a story we'll be tracking for months.
Okay, shifting gears. While the big indexes were flat, I noticed the small caps, the Russell 2000, actually had a pretty decent day, up about 0.4%.
That's a great observation, and it's a healthy sign. It shows broadening participation beyond just the mega cap names. We're also seeing some bullish positioning in retailers ahead of a huge week of earnings. We're going to hear from Walmart, Costco, Home Depot, and Target. It's a massive pulse check on the health of the U.S. consumer.
All right, let's get tactical for the traders listening. For those looking to ride momentum, what's on your continuation watch list for tomorrow?
I'm watching a few names that are showing real relative strength. First is Credo Technology, ticker CRDO. It's showing signs of robust accumulation, and I'm looking for a test of the 1935 resistance level. Another one is Celsius, ticker CELH. It had a very strong close and looks ready for a potential gap fill play up toward $61.37.
I see. Strong stocks looking to get stronger. Now, what about the other side of the coin? What stocks are coiling up, looking ready to break out from a base? What are the anticipation plays?
This is where it gets exciting. The semiconductor space is showing signs of life again. I'm watching AMD very closely. It's building a nice base around the 175 level and looks ready to push towards 177. Intel, ticker INTC, is another one trying to break through that key $24 resistance.
So the chips are a key focus. Anything outside of tech?
Definitely. Don't sleep on Visa, ticker V. It has been consolidating beautifully. A move through its recent range could see it test the $344 level. It's a classic setup.
Great stuff. Any other major headlines that caught your eye before we wrap?
Just a couple of background items to keep on the radar. The ongoing peace talks involving the U.S., Ukraine, and Russia are a geopolitical wild card. And an interesting comment from OpenAI's CEO, Sam Altman, who suggested that AI could be in a bubble. When the leader of the revolution says that, you pay attention.
Good point. So the big takeaway for traders heading into tomorrow seems to be, the surface looks calm, but the currents underneath are moving fast.
That's it. Exactly. The indices might be flat, but you have sector rotation, the GLP-1 wars heating up, and some very clean technical setups taking shape. The key is to be selective, know your levels, and don't chase the quiet. Wait for the trade to come to you.
Excellent advice. That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep, Trade Smart, and we'll see you tomorrow.